couch.me guitar lessons.
Hey there, Lick and Riffers. Welcome to the very first guitar trick of the week lesson. We're going to have a lot of fun with this series, and we're going to kickstart things with this short and sweet blues lick that I've learned from Larry Coryell. Okay? This is a very sweet lick because it utilizes harmonies to create a solo. This is its brilliance. It's very deceptive. It's a simple lick, but it's quite a complicated lick when you break it down into theory. You start with 2 and 3 on 2 and 3. 2 on the second string, 3 on the third string. You can use your fingers to pick it, you can use a pick, it works fine both ways. I'm a finger picker, so I'm gonna use my fingers. So you play it, and you slide it to the fret above it, to 3 and 4. Okay, and you do it twice. Okay. Now, what you're doing here, basically, this lick is an E, okay? So what you're doing here is you're sliding into E7, okay? Because this, or more accurately, this is E7, okay? It's D7, 2 frets up, so you're sliding into D to E7. And then you do this. Okay, now you bar the second fret on strings 2 and 3, and you hammer on 3 and 3 with another bar on the second and third strings. And then you pull it off and pull it off again to 0. So it's 2, 3, 2, 0. Okay, and then you bar the second fret again. This time you play the fourth string, and then you play strings 2 and 3. Okay, so what you're using here is the A chord for a second. You see, I told you, it's deceptively simple. It sounds like a solo, but you're actually using the chords of the E blues scale. So, E7, A, and then you play the fourth string on 2 again. Okay, you're still barring it. And then you do this. Okay, you hammer on from 0 to 1 on the third string, and then you wait a second and play 2 on the fourth string, which again is E. This is E major now. So E7, A, and E, but in a solo form. So that's the brilliance. Now, you can use it as a lick, a standalone lick, or you can use it as a beginning for solo. Or... And one more awesome thing, the cool thing about the guitar is that it's symmetrical, so you can move it around and play it in a different scale. Let's say instead of an E, you want to play it in A. So you play it on, you start with 7 and 8. Okay, and you can do it like this. Okay, because you just went 5 frets up, so your pentatonic scale is on 5, and you just play it relative to where it's at. To where it is grammatically correct. Okay, you start with 7 and 8. And then you triple bar it. You bar 5, bar 7, bar 8. Okay? And then you just use your first finger instead of the open strings and replace the fingers. So, okay? Just use different fingers, one finger for each fret. That's the rule. There are plenty of options. Just use your creative spirit and let your fingers fly. And before you go practice this, subscribe to my channel if you haven't already. There's a ton of lessons here already for you to learn. And the link in the description for the tabs. Go to the website, download the tabs. The tabs are for free. And everything on Lick and Riff is for free, of course. But if you want to give something back to Lick and Riff, there's a large blue donation button right above the tabs. You can't miss it. And if you choose to help out in making these lessons, I'll be more than grateful for any donation you choose to make. You go practice this, have fun with this, and I'll see you in the next lesson. Bye for now.